Morning.
It didn't feel appropriate to do a big one there.
I'm just practicing. Well, how many times have you said that to me?
That works.
I'm practicing for emotion.
Don't do it.
Oh, Fern's
are you crying, guys?
Fern's got the giggles again.
No, I'm all right.
You have.
I'm a bit tired today, so I probably am a bit delirious.
You're a right giggler, aren't you?
I am.
All right, Fern.
When she gets giggly, she's great because she gets on like some girl out of a Carry On movie.
Yeah.
Can I test see how emotional you are?
Oh God.
This is your last handover with Chris.
But wait, we're going to stretch this out. Because you're going to come into the studio.
She meant the handover.
She's gone now. She's gone.
I'll grow up.
You're not emotional at all.
You're going to come into the studio in here after I've played my first two songs for a lengthy handover.
Wow.
Hello.
Wow.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What length are you hoping for?
I don't know. Just a good measure.
Better to have a lengthy handover than a handy, you know. Yeah.
Do you? Is it more the length or the quality of it? Like, is it more what we do with it that counts?
Well, whilst talking about our shows, I would say the quality control is always paramount.
Mm. Okay. Paramount.
Make sure there are witnesses.
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
But can we switch the light off?
You don't know. Right. You know what I love listening to just then was you and the big dog. Oh, that was a great day.
For you?
It was brilliant for me. Up in this pokey office upstairs, this giant dog walked in like a monster. Your face. It was so brilliant.
I don't like dogs.
Oh, it's great. So, I'll tell you what, I'll play my first two songs now,
and then
you pop in here.
All right.
And we'll get this over and done with.
Oh, don't say it like that.
Good luck, everyone.
Roger that.
Oh, wow. Who said romance is dead?
No, it's going to be very romantic.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll see you in a... So.
Aye.
This is it, Christopher.
Oh.
So I've got some loving, tender moments from our last couple of few years of our handovers.
Right.
Are you ready to hear them?
Okay.
This is the love story of Chris and Fern.
I'll show you my bum. I'm not wearing maternity pants.
Go on, then. It's very pert at the moment, actually,
isn't it? I have a very pert butt. Do you want to have a go?
You're being weird now.
They're kind of, like, slight...
You are being weird.
Do you like that?
It's very firm.
Okay, do you want to repay the favour?
No.
It's only fair.
No,
otherwise, it's sexism in the workplace.
No, you don't need to do that.
Flip over. Come.
No, come on now. Come on now.
Did that really happen?
I meant to say turn round.
Your legs look amazing. You should get them out more.
God, we're going from that to that, okay.
Sure. Compliment to compliment. Honestly, you give me a call when you got some free time and we'll go riding together.
Okay. Do you have a bike?
Well, I'll get one.
That might be a slight hurdle that we'll cross. But thank you for your thoughts.
It's a hell of a hurdle, my darling.
I'm mainly trying to not feel in pain, because my back is slightly niggly, and my ankle's a bit niggly this morning.
Hello.
Post-bike ride.
Hello, Monsieur Miles here, and that's not French.
Wow, okay.
I could help if you want a rub.
I feel I'm going to battle through, and it will be okay.
He's got magic fingers.
Yeah.
Bet he has.
What's up, baby girl?
Oh, no. No, you don't need to do it again.
It's going
to
be massive, Fern.
What's up, baby girl?
Well, yeah.
You know, you wrap my world and I want to take it out. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Listen, it's been way too long. Enough mucking about, messing around. Tonight, you and me, come on, let's go.
No, I can't. They've got celebrity juice tonight.
Look, cancel it.
Cancel it. It's the first show.
Don't turn up. Who's going to know? Listen, you and me tonight.
I'll tell you what I'd like.
Yeah.
How about this?
Stop now.
Tonight, you and me...
I can't. I'm seeing my friend Lolly sing Sweet Child of Mine in the pub down the road.
All right, if you're just going to make stories up, just I'm not interested.
They are now in the cafe having their date at the table I booked earlier. Hello, Chris and Fern.
We could still kind of share the banana, or I can feed it to you.
Oh, right. You can have all of the banana just for you, thanks.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, I feel like I'm playing Gooseberry here a little bit.
Me and Fern, rather. Sorry.
Dave, that's a terrible start to our date.
We're here having our date, and I'm going to feed Fern some banana. Oh, heaven! Heaven! Oh, my God! Mecca! Fern with boobs! Can I just point out that for those of you that's not all one link. That's not all from
that's
one
like three
show.
Years.
Yeah, that's years
that's
condensed.
3 years of perving, and also you've wooed me with your lovely voice over the years. Also,
right.
One of my eyes won't open properly this morning. Oh, don't.
She's the loveliest girl in the world.
Wow.
She's got lovely hair and a lovely face.
Lovely face.
Fern Carton is the best human being in the human race. Fern Carton. Dad loves to paint her belly with a paintbrush.
What?
I like to cut her toenails and put them in my ears.
What is this about?
I'm mentally disturbed.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh, I used to be Digby.
Did you enjoy Avatar last night?
Yeah, I did enjoy it. I have my issues with it, but
oh,
I still
no,
enjoy
what?
It. Have you seen it?
I love it.
He's a traitor. I don't really get the point of it.
What do you mean?
He's a traitor.
No, but he goes from the dark side to the good side of saving the world and wanting to help the planet.
No, he doesn't.
And he falls in love with that blue lady.
I'm sorry, it's riddled with flaws. It's massively riddled with flaws.
Why?
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. This is back with my brand new invention. Something got a hold of me tightly. Flow like a hawk daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? No, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow to the extreme. I rock like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Sorry, you were saying what? Sitting in a tree.
Have some
tea. Forget the show you do on ITV. Two and come out with me. We'll have a drink and have a good time. I'll sing a song, you can sing one of mine. Then we'll go back to a hotel and do it all night long.
Did you really
say that?
You just
did.
Said that.
You didn't rehearse a song in the
end. I remember which song.
Which is even.
I mean. We can stop the song then.
Can I put that he's on your show?
I'll blow you away. Come on, Fern, let's go out tonight. Have some fun, have a dance.
Wait, leave me down.
Feel all right. We will drink, we will dance, we will have a good time. And then we'll find a hotel and do things that are legally a crime.
No, we will not.
Okay, fine. Wow, really? I don't remember. I'm amazed you've never had me for harassment. Oh, listening to that.
I've blocked all of that out mentally.
Wow.
Who is going to sing to me now?
I don't know. But yeah, no one will be able to sing to you like I sing to you.
Just breaking into spontaneous song like that, I'm going to miss more than anything.
I can't believe you never fell for my charms listening to that 22-minute montage of harassment. Wow.
Oh, Christopher. I love you dearly, and I will miss our handovers more than anything in the world. Thanks. I might just ring you at about 10 to 10.
You can.
And just sort of do a handover just down the phone to you, even though no one will hear it.
Morning! And I go, hiya, do you want to go on a date? And you go, okay, bye-bye.
I love you very much.
I love you too.
And I will see you tomorrow.
And yes, you will.
And the next day.
Yes.
For your last two shows on Radio 1. We love you, Christopher!
Fun.